Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Israel, bright skies and warm temperatures make for a pleasant day across the country. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, sunshine prevails, offering perfect conditions for outdoor activities. In Haifa, slightly cooler breezes are expected by the sea. A warm night is anticipated, so enjoy the evening outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Ynet reports two Iranian Revolutionary Guards were killed in western Iran by unknown gunmen earlier today. Also, I-24 News says Jared Kushner and Stephen Witkoff are set to meet with Iranians in Qatar this hour. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports Iraq has given pro-Iran militias a deadline until September 30th to dissolve their forces. Separately, Lebanese state media reports an Israeli strike on southern towns, including Kantara and Deir Seryan, earlier today. And finally, in earlier reporting, Lebanese media says an Israeli strike hit the country in the southern towns of Kantara and Deir Seryan. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, wrote just minutes ago about Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri. Berri, a Hezbollah ally, warned against removing Army Commander General Rodolphe Haykal amid rumors he could be ousted. Seth Franzman, an analyst and commentator, expressed optimism about cooperation between Syria and Iraq earlier today. He noted the involvement of U.S. envoy Barak with both countries as a promising step. Iris, a conflict observer, posted recently about the sealing of a tunnel route used by Hamas. The route, which was used for terrorist activities, spanned over 16 kilometers and included numerous facilities under a residential area. Let's go deeper. Starting with the attack in Iran, Ynet reports that two Revolutionary Guards were fatally shot outside their home in Kermanshah, a Kurdish-majority region. The assailants fled the scene, and no group has claimed responsibility yet. This incident heightens tensions in a region already fraught with unrest. Turning to Qatar, I-24 News informs us that Jared Kushner and Stephen Witkoff are slated to meet with Iranian officials. The meeting aims to discuss potential economic collaborations. This comes at a time when regional diplomacy is under intense scrutiny, with global eyes on Iran's international relations. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reveals Iraq's ultimatum to pro-Iran militias. The Iraqi Prime Minister has set a September 30th deadline for these groups to disband. The U.S. pressures Baghdad to curb militia influence, reflecting broader regional dynamics involving Tehran's allies. That strike in Lebanon comes as tensions remain high between Israel and Hezbollah. Israeli media, citing Lebanese sources, reported that strikes targeted Hezbollah infrastructure. This escalates an already volatile situation along the northern border, impacting civilian safety and regional stability. In financial news, first, CTEC reports that gaming unicorn Moon Active has signed a significant lease in Givatayim. The company will occupy 22,000 square meters in Israel's tallest skyscraper, in a deal worth approximately $1.10 million. Separately, according to Globes, some Israeli companies are pulling out of Turkey amid political tensions. However, major players like Teva, ICL, and Netafim continue operations there despite the challenges. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the evolving relationship between brands and consumers. They emphasize the increasing importance of engaging customers without overt selling, a shift in marketing strategies that reflects broader consumer behavior trends. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.